Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of Pinto Beans and Cake podcast. I am your host, Mika Mache. This is a monthly podcast showcasing fellow artists, entrepreneurs, and businessmen and women around Houston, the state of Texas, and beyond. On today's episode, I'm happy to say we have with us autism advocate Shalonda. Welcome to my podcast, Shalonda. Thank you so much for being here. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. This rain can stop a little bit or slow down for me, but other than that, I'm doing great. So first,
yes, ma'am.
So first, let our listeners know, where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
You're from Houston?
Houston, Texas.
Born, raised, yes, and everything, huh?
Born and raised. I never left. Trying to leave.
That's good. That's what's up. What high school did you come out of?
I'm sorry?
What high school did you graduate from? Just curious.
I graduated from Smiley, okay. MB Smiley High School, okay. On the north side.
Okay.
I moved around a lot as a child. But I love Houston. It's just, I want something different, you know?
Okay. So does that mean you're going to be moving soon or looking to move around soon, maybe? Possibly.
Maybe in another about 5 years. I'm giving myself 5 years to, you know,
yeah,
stack my bread.
Okay, I got you. I understand that. I was a military brat myself, so I was used to moving around a lot and everything. But Houston is my home now, too. I wanted to talk. You are an autism advocate. One of the many things that you do, but we wanted to kind of focus on that. And I know and understand that you produce an annual autism event. How long have you been putting these events on? Can you let the listeners know?
This is my third time doing it.
Okay.
One year I didn't do it because I did Houston Spring Fling. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do the event that year, but this is my third year doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited.
That's awesome.
I'm excited this year.
What makes autism so important to you?
Well, autism is important to me because my cousin was diagnosed, and everybody loves Raymond, and mm-hmm. he is such a sweet and lovable guy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a kid, and he's like 11 now,
okay,
and so that's my heart, and that's what made me fall in love. I didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it existed, and that's what made me find out. It was very intriguing and interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you say he's 11 now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you know? I know autism has different spectrums. I don't understand the full thing, but what spectrum would your cousin be on, or nephew? Your cousin, you said, right?
He's really not on a spectrum. Uh-huh. I'm not for sure what spectrum he's on.
Okay.
But
okay.
He is on a higher functioning spectrum. You know, you don't never grow out of autism. Mm-hmm. You might grow into it, you know, mm-hmm. learn to cope with it and deal with it. But mm-hmm. I think that's the level that he's on now.
I see. Okay. How do you feel, like, you know, as far as the medical industry is concerned and the strides that it's taken to, you know, concerning autism and kind of the improvements it's shown in your point of view, from your point of view and what you've seen, how do you feel they've come along with that?
Well, autism has been around for centuries, but mm-hmm. it wasn't recognized, that people didn't know exactly the meaning of it until like 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2013, mm-hmm. It just grew rapidly, you know. The diagnosis grew rapidly, so they had to come up with these different resources and treatments
mm-hmm.
to you know, better suit the autism spectrum, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That, so I would say, like, since 2013, it has grown rapidly, like, and the resources and stuff have been greater because of that.
Right.
And you know, my cousin was diagnosed in think, like 2011.
Okay.
So before 2013, you know, they didn't really have a lot of resources and a lot of, you know, things about autism.
Mm-hmm.
So, and treatment and stuff. So that's kind of another reason why I started getting into it too, because it wasn't that many resources and organizations. But now, today, mm-hmm. it's so many because the Centers for Disease Control,
mm-hmm.
They actually estimated that it's 1 in 68 children in the U.S. That's just the U.S.
Wow.
That's not saying the world, you know what I'm saying? So just imagine the world. I think the world is like 1 to 5.
Wow.
So, yes. So, yeah.
I didn't know those numbers are pretty. Those are pretty high numbers, high percentages.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
What should people understand about people that have autism or that are dealing with autism? What should people that don't have autism kind of understand about the whole situation?
Well, one thing that stood out was a couple of things that stood out mm-hmm. to me when I started doing research on autism. The one thing that stuck out to me is early diagnosis is very important. Let me point mm-hmm. that out too.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's so many different resources out there and treatments out there for autism. Like you have ABA therapy centers that detect early diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that, you know, people need to definitely know that, you know, early detection is the best. And then also, like if you start noticing things like they are lining up cars and you know, they line their toys up around the room,
mm-hmm.
That's like a detection. And then of course speech, you know, they mm-hmm. they can't speak, they don't go to the bathroom
mm-hmm.
At like 3 or 4, they still can't go to the bathroom mm-hmm. around 4, you know,
right.
like 4 or 5 and they still not going to the bathroom, and then they're lining their toys up. Those are some signs. And then also, because those are the signs that I detected in my cousin.
Okay.
And also, they also need to know that autism, children with autism, they need to have a routine.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have a constant routine and the same routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day, you can't break that routine, because if you break the routine, mm-hmm. you can have behaviors. And behaviors is like tantrums, screaming episodes, and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so routines and patterns
and also,
are important.
Yeah, and uh-huh. also, they are not sociable. So
uh-huh.
One time when I did it 1 year, the lady, one of the guests that I invited, her son has autism, and he didn't understand that his mom was getting robbed, and the guy actually shot her son.
Oh, wow.
And killed her. Yes.
Wow.
So they don't understand like the social aspects of life.
Right.
They don't grasp danger, or you know, they don't understand happy or sad or mm-hmm. mad or any type of communication with others and stuff like that. They don't cope with that, and they don't understand that. So.
I see. So this event that you have, you say you had, this is the third event that you're putting on. What artists, speakers have you worked with in the past for your autism events?
The first year I had it at the Shape Center, and I had, let's see, 3 poets that came out,
mm-hmm.
and the feature poet was AJ McQueen,
mm-hmm.
and then I had the Pelchin Learning Center. I think her name, I think she had the same name as mine, but I don't remember her last name.
Mm-hmm.
But her first name was Shalanda. She was from DePelchin.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out and she spoke about autism. And the second year I had it at the Memorial City Mall,
mm-hmm.
at an art gallery. A friend of mine, Susan Becklum, she let me use her art gallery, and We had it there, and when I had it there, I had 6 minutes of sunrise there. I had, what is his name? I cannot think right now. I can't remember his name. Too Close for Jesus. Hmm. He was there. He's like a minister at Lakewood Church. He's a youth minister there, and he came, and those were the two highlights that came.
Right. You know, and 6 minutes.
Then, like I said, I had chorus and dancers.
Right.
I think urban dance soul or soul urban dance. They were there. Mm-hmm. One lady came from there, so it was really nice. That was a big turnout, and like every year, it kind of gets bigger and bigger.
That's awesome. I love that. And the fact that you're getting so many, these names, when you said 6 minutes of sunrise, I believe Sean Sounds works or sings with that group, and he's on The Voice right now, like currently.
He's what?
He's on The Voice.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's awesome. And I like that you say it's growing every year, because for everyone to be more aware, I mean, I believe, you know, especially a cause that's important to you, to have the more people that become aware of it, the more help that can be given, and funding, and just all these different types of support that can come when you have something, when you bring a spotlight to a cause and make more people aware. So I love the fact, and congratulations that it's growing for you every year. So that's awesome. And so you do have an event coming up on April 27th. Which is next Saturday. Tell everyone more about that event, where it is, how can they participate, how can they support, all the details that you can give for anyone that's listening that's interested in coming out. And one may ask, is it a family-friendly event also, which I believe it is, but I just want you to kind of talk about that too.
Okay, yes, the event is going to be April 27th at Sugarland Arts Center. We're going to have comedian host Terry Grossman. He's going to be there.
He's good.
He's going to be a host. Yeah, he's so silly.
He is so funny.
Yes. And he's going to be the host. And then DJ Little Run is going to be the DJ. Nicole Wilson, she's from Autism Moms Are Beautiful. She has a magazine, and it's like a Facebook page that kind of turned into a magazine. So she's gonna be there, because I want the event to be an opportunity to have local, because every year I do Autism Speaks, because that's what I knew when I was doing, you know, when I found out that my cousin was autistic, you know, Autism Speaks was the number one to go place. So, I'm raising money for them, but next year I want to do something different. So anyway, I, want her to come out because she's a local, autism, organization.
Gotcha.
So, she's going to come out, she's going to speak, and then it's going to be like 10 vendors there. It's going to be a sip and shop hour. It's going to be a cash bar. It's going to have free food and free wine. It's going to have giveaways. We're going to have activities for children. It's also going to be an opportunity for the children with autism to enjoy festivities as well. It's going to be childcare. I'm providing childcare as well with the VIP ticket. It's going to be childcare from Angels Life Skills Center. They're going to be there. They're donating their time to watch the kids with autism and watch children in general there. And we're going to have games and activities for them. And, of course, the poets are going to come out. It's going to be it's going to be a jazz player. I think he plays the Saxophone. That's my favorite instrument.
Okay.
So
oh, beautiful.
He's gonna play. I love the saxophone.
Yes,
girl.
Me too.
So he's gonna play the saxophone toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's gonna be a dance team there. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Port, the host, mm-hmm. is gonna be singers there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just gonna have a good time. It's a fun field event. I hope no one miss it because it's mm-hmm. also informational at the same time, you know. Is bringing information in a fun way. And this is a great opportunity to learn more about autism.
What time is the event?
The event is at 4 o'clock, and they can purchase tickets and more information on Eventbrite. And the event name of the event is Autism Beyond the Walk.
Autism Beyond the Walk on Eventbrite, April 27th, 4 p.m. Is it like 4 to 8 or just start at 4? And...
It's from 4 to 8.
Okay, it's from 4 to 8. Okay. And there'll be poets, there'll be a saxophonist, singers, dance team, sip and shop hour. We have babysitting for the kids, free food, free wine, giveaways, cash bar. That's good. So anyone that's interested, you know where to go to Eventbrite and put in Autism Beyond the Walk and you'll find the tickets there. You also have shirts that you're selling?
Yes, we have event shirts, and if you buy a VIP ticket,
mm-hmm.
You get a VIP ticket, you get a free shirt,
okay.
And also other things. But like I said, if they go to Eventbrite and type in Autism Beyond the Walk, mm-hmm. they can find all the information there.
Awesome. That is beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much for putting a hand up and a fist up for the cause, especially it's, you know, important to you and it's near and dear to you. And a lot of people are dealing with or have autistic friends, family, you know, children, parents. So this is an important cause and it should be highlighted and it should be, you know, made, people need to be made aware of it. So I think this is great that you're having this. And I just hope and just give you continued success moving forward with events coming. You say you have bigger and better things and ideas in the works for the next year, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to be working with different sponsors next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be even bigger next year. I'm planning on a big turnout this year, but an even bigger one next year. And, I'm excited.
That's good.
I'm really excited about this one. I just want people to go buy tickets.
Yes.
And come in there and have a great time.
Yes.
It's an awesome event. You can't go anywhere and get free food, cash bar, yes. all that stuff
uh-huh.
for $10.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
That's what's up.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't. Not at all. So y'all hear that? You can't beat that. So go to Eventbrite. I'm telling you guys, you don't want to miss this event. So I'm going to go to the part of the show where we just kind of have a little fun and just
okay.
a little bit deeper about you, yourself as a person, as Shalonda. And I'll ask you, so who has been a big influence in your life and then who do you hope to influence?
I feel like family is very important, and I feel like we need to, you know, come together as a whole in love,
mm-hmm.
as far as the world and as far as, you know, family. So I think that the biggest influence in my life will be my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She has had hardships. She's and she stand up strong, you know, and she's taught me the way, the truth, and the light, and I just love her for that, and that's who I look up to. She looks younger every day, I swear.
Aww, that's beautiful. Nothing like a mama.
And what'd you say?
Nothing like a mama.
Oh, yeah, she's a big influence in my life, big. And, like I said, family, period, because I was going to answer the second part of the question when you said, who would I like to influence? And I would like to influence my little cousins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to influence them, you know, to be a better them. And, you know, I hope that they look up to me, and I would want them to look up to me. So that's who I would want to That's why I say family is everything to me, girl.
Okay, that's beautiful. I did mean to ask you, what do you like to do when you're not busy advocating for autism? What else do you have on your, you know, on your calendar?
I do so much. Mm-hmm. I have my hands in so many things. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do a nonprofit for mental and disabled children.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
So yeah. So and then I want to do like go to different group homes that have those children in their homes. And like throw them a birthday party, because I also have as a hobby, I do decorating birthday parties and interior decorating and stuff like that for children.
Okay.
And I also sew little girls' clothes, like birthday attires and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I want to do that, a nonprofit for that, where we go in and we go to the group homes and do that, and like we put on entertainment for them and make a wish and hopefully have their wish come true, or like buy them something or something like that. So I want to do that. And then also I have my hands tied in so much things. And then I work actually for disabled patients that are like, they're young, but they're not children. They're adults. And I actually do that. I'm a live-in, and I'm like their house mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a caregiver by heart. That's my passion, girl.
Yes.
That's what I love to do. I'm a people person. I love to help and care for others. That's my passion. And my mom always told me, you know, it takes a special person to do my job, and I am a special person.
That's right. It does. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your part in that. It's very important. What accomplishments are you most proud of in your life, would you say?
I would say the most that I'm... I would say the change, the spiritual growth and change in me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most, yeah.
Okay. What are you grateful for at this present time?
I'm grateful for family, mental health, and just my health and strength. I'm grateful for my sanity. I'm grateful for the little things.
Yes. You can't overlook the little things. That's where the money is, really,
yeah.
And the details of it all, the little things. You have to be grateful for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Most people say, I'm just grateful for my happiness.
There you go. There you go. Nothing wrong with that, girl. We all want to be happy. So a few fun questions, because this is like, I'm a foodie. This is a podcast, Pinto Beans and Cake. So I got to ask the food questions. So I ask this of all my guests.
Okay.
So when you were a child, what would you say was your favorite dish from your childhood?
From my childhood?
Yes.
Cornbread.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I love some good cornbread. Do you like
it? That's what I grew up on.
Do you like sweet cornbread, or does it have to be
sweet cornbread?
Okay, yeah.
Gotta be sweet cornbread. Jiffy, girl. Gotta have Jiffy.
Yeah.
Sugar in there.
Right. And even when they make it homemade, put some sugar in it to make it sweet, too. So that's,
Got to.
What's your favorite dessert? I know it's so many things to choose from, but...
I know. I would have to say... Ice cream?
Okay. Any certain flavor of ice cream, or?
Cookies and cream.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. Classic.
Yes.
If you had to choose to eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would that be?
For the rest of my life, girl?
Like one food. What sticks out the most? I know.
just one?
Yes. It has to be two. No, it has to be just one. I know, it's hard, I know. But it's like, what comes to mind first? Like, you know, if you just had to choose just one.
Chicken.
Okay. Like fried chicken, like just basic fried chicken. Just the
chicken,
classic
chicken,
fried
chicken. Okay, just chicken. That's my number one go-to meat.
Gotcha. Okay, that's cute. That's cool. I know that could be a tough question sometimes because it's like
you have
so many favorites, you know?
I was going to say some oxtails, girl. But I was I can't eat oxtails every day.
Right.
I can eat chicken every day, though.
Yeah, I got you. Oxtails is a good one, too, though. Oxtails is good. But I see what you're saying. Like, chicken is a little lighter than oxtails.
Right,
for every day, you know, the rest of your life. So yeah, that's good. Okay. So I have a positive. I always like to give in my show with a positive quote. Thank you for your time, by the way, Shalonda. I really appreciate it. And we'll get this out for everyone and let them know about your event coming up. And hopefully that'll add some more people to kind of go on Eventbrite, get some tickets, and come on out and bring their kids and enjoy a nice little event, you know, for a few hours. I think there's nothing like that. So that's amazing. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add before I moved on?
No. Okay. Support this great cause. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. So my positive quote for the day, when you give a small child his first hammer, the whole world becomes a nail. And I have a scripture. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, and that's from Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. So we are concluding today's podcast with autism advocate Miss Shalonda. Y'all make sure y'all come enjoy the event on April 27th. I actually am on the program as one of the singers, and Terry Grossman as the host. He's hilarious. I know whoever knows about him, y'all know what I'm talking about. So it should be an event to not miss. And if you can come on out. So we hope you enjoy this journey you'll take on Pinto Beans and Cake. Thank you, guys.